Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
This evening, our channel, as always, is our friend Brigitte. You can find out more about her teachings and the different workshops and retreats she's doing around the country by going to her website at lightbridge101.com. The music, as you heard on the beginning, we have tons of that available on the website, along with some music from the different retreats and classes and workshops that they both do together in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area. All of those are available for download, including some compilations that Mike has put together. He channels music, and you can find out more about that by going to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. I am, of course, the person who will be answering the phones, and I also do Diksha, which is a blessing, which I'll be doing here. Show, and you can find out more about me and my work by going to my website at markarawson.com. And with that, Brigitte.
Well, thank you, Mark, for the great opening. It sounds like we have a little bit of an echo, so I hope that's not something that the listeners are going to hear. But welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. It is always my pleasure to be here channeling the Hierarchy of Light, channeling the members of the Hierarchy of Light for you during this event. And I'm sure many of you can agree, I have said it so often this year, but it just seems to continue this certain level of intensity. And yes, 2015 very much is about the merging of your sacred self is your human self. So if you're anything like me and you look at yourself with true honesty, you know that there's still quite a bit of work that needs to be done for that merging to take place. And so we've reached right now a time again through astrological influences that allows us to journey deep into our inner self and to take a look at what we've not allowed to come to the surface yet, what we've suppressed in fears, in concerns, in sorrows. If there's anything that we haven't allowed to heal yet, it's going to come up. You're going to get opportunities to revisit that. And it has a lot to do with some of our core issues, whether it is the fear of failing, the fear of being rejected, the fear of not being good enough, the fear of not having enough time or no future. So these kind of radio shows that we are, the three of us, Mark, Mike, and I, are offering to you, are here to support you in this process, to give you divine guidance, to give you support in form of energy frequency that you're going to feel, that that's going to make you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more at ease. And so I very much invite you to take this time and make it really time for you. Make it that time where you really close the door, sit comfortably, and let all your worries out the door or out the window or wherever you want to send them to. Just let's take a moment, all of us, and let's just take a couple of deep breaths. Let's remember that the breath is so important. I always forget it. But the breath is so important. It reminds us that we are the in-breath and the out-breath of God, Source, Creator, all that is. So let's just take a moment. Let's take a deep breath in. Let us fill up with the light of the divine, with the light that we are. Let's breathe out all the stress, all the worries, all the answers that we're seeking, that we're hoping to find. And let's do that a few more times. Let's just take a deep breath in and breathe out and really center ourselves for a moment. Let's bring ourselves back to us. Let's forget about all of the demands of our day-to-day work, all the expectancy that society might have on us, of the way we should be living, of the way we should be, expectancy that we feel from the hierarchy of light or from the spiritual path. Because a lot of the teachings make you feel like you're never going to get it done right. You don't meditate enough. You don't do this enough. There's so much purging to do. There's so much transformation going on. How are we ever going to get to the other end of this? With baby steps. So bring yourself back. Bring yourself back into your heart. Even take a moment and just put your hand on your heart. Just feel yourself. Very often when there's such astrological intensity going on, and you have this alignment between the Sun and Pluto. Now, I'm not an astrologist, but the way I understand it is it intensifies the underworld. Pluto stands for the underworld, for our dark side, for what's hidden. But Pluto is also really, really instrumental for bringing about a huge amount of change, a huge amount of transformation on a very global level. Think about plutonium. Think about the nuclear bomb. It has like an explosive effect that affects so many. So we are feeling right now very strongly the influence of Pluto, and with that, we are feeling the global consciousness that is shaking up to make some new choices in life. And so we feel a sense of anxiety, a sense of fear coming up that might not even be our fear, but it's coming up regardless because we are part of the human consciousness. But by bringing yourself back to you, by putting your hand on your heart, you can allow yourself to step a little bit away from that collective intensity, to just stop and, again, use your breathing and feel your heart. And maybe even if you've been sitting, even stand up for a moment and feel your feet rooted on the earth. Feel the strength of the earth. And then take one hand and reach up. Reach up and feel your connection to Source. You're not alone. You're not alone. And it's so important in these times to remind yourself when you feel all alone, when you feel so overwhelmed, when you think it's all up to you, that is the illusion to break. You are not alone. It's this time, 2015, it's all about releasing control. It's this time where there's this inner battle going on between your higher self and your lower self, and your lower self wants to make you believe that this path of enlightenment is too much, you will never do it, you should be afraid of it, what will happen, you're just going to fail. And in truth, it is the time of liberation. It is the time where you liberate yourself from the old shackles of the past. Today is Bastille Day in France, it's a symbol for liberation. It's a symbol for freedom. Now, of course, there it was a very cruel way and very aggressive way of bringing about transformation. And hopefully, the way we are all approaching it as spiritual peace workers, we don't have to go through that trauma. We don't have to create a revolution to free ourselves from what has been restricting us. That battle that the French Revolution was all about is now the battle inside of us. It's that inner battle that we are fighting. And we always have a choice. This is a choice between love and fear. What are we going to choose? Are we going to choose love, trust, faith, living in the knowing that we will be provided for no matter how bleak it looks at the moment? Or are we going to choose fear? Are we going to go back to the old ways? Are we going to say, forget about the spiritual path? It's just been making me more sensitive and more painful, and I can see more and I can feel more, and it's so overwhelming. No, bring yourself back. Feel your divine flame within. And know that love truly is the only answer there is to give yourself that feeling of self-worth, to give yourself that feeling that you're not just somebody. You're somebody worth being loved. You're someone special. You are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. So that makes you unique. That makes you special. That makes you worthy to be seen, to be known, to be heard. But it starts with you seeing and hearing your own self. It starts with you giving that love to you. And so, really, I can't express enough in these times where so many who are afraid of the economy in Europe, what's going on with the euro, and then the shootings and like Charleston, and there's so much happening, and there's so much a reaction to all of this, and it's so easy to get pulled into the drama, and it is dramatic. Out there, they are very traumatic and dramatic things happening. But that doesn't mean that you have to then take on that drama within yourself and start shaking your own inner center. Key in all of this is to strengthen your inner center. And so the masters are here today to help you with that. Mark Rawson, he's a beautiful spiritual healer and teacher and guide himself. He's going to provide a diksha. This diksha is going to align you with your own true divine self, and it's going to give you this beautiful blessing that is so empowering and recharging. Mike, who's going to bring through divine music, channeled, bringing down from the hierarchy of light. Music is a universal language. Sometimes the energy of this music gets so high that you will actually hear a little bit of static. That is really just a sign that the energy is really, really working for you. So allow that to happen. Don't feel like, oh, my God, I can't really hear it. What's wrong with my computer? What's wrong with my phone? It's okay. It's all perfect. And that is a big message from the masters to all of you. It might not seem that way, but there is truly no accident. Everything is in perfect divine order to teach you about who you are and why you are here. And that is the question that we all want answered. Who are we? And why are we here at this time of such intensity? And the masters always say, who are you not? You can be anything. Choose. Define yourself. And have trust and faith that you can be that. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you truly are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And as such an aspect, you can achieve anything that is fueled by your heart and by your passion and by the desire to make a difference. So that's who you are. You are everything that you choose to be. You're a spark of the divine. You're a spark of creation. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. It's only your doubt and your fear and you listening to everyone else that is stopping you from opening up your wings and flying and liberating yourself from the past and liberating yourself from a future that is not in alignment with your heart. Why are you here? Why do you want to be here? Why? Why do you choose to be here? Why? Because you're an expression of God. You're an expression of God, and you're here to show others and remind others to be also an expression of God. You're here to be an example of the divine light in action, of divinity in action. That's why you're here. And there's no rule of how this has to be. Now, some might say you have to write books, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. No. Any moment you choose to be an expression of love is the moment that you set an example and that you are truly living as divinity in action. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. It's this desire to awaken, to raise to a new consciousness level. That's why you're here. You're here to become the fully awakened, ascended master that you are already within you, to remember it, to awaken to your true divinity. That's why you're here. So stop asking and just listen to your inner self and be who you are. Seeking is beautiful, but seeking can also stop you from really settling within yourself and stopping and listening what's really going on within you. And there's this fear of the silence, because in the silence often we're afraid we're going to hear that voice of the judge, the voice of the darkness. And yes, we might hear it in the beginning when we are becoming silent, but if we keep pushing it down, it only becomes stronger. So allow that voice to be heard, and don't judge the judge, but acknowledge it and say, thank you. I've learned the lesson that you were here to teach me. I no longer need to experience this harshness, this strong limitation. I don't. I know that I am okay just the way I am. And fear that. You are okay. You are perfect just the way you are, the way you are. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You are perfect just the way you are. And I want you to fear that. So often do we look, and I'm there too, believe me. So often we are looking for validation from the other world. Am I doing this right? Am I dressed right? Am I doing this wrong? Is this acceptable? Is it not acceptable? Slow down. Slow down. Everything is okay. You don't need to prove to yourself that you're worthy. You have to begin to tell yourself that you are worthy, that you are beautiful, and that you can have all the abundance in the world, but it starts with allowing yourself to receive. Receive in ways before you haven't allowed yourself to receive. And it's not about receiving gifts. It's more about receiving love. And you haven't really allowed yourself to receive your own love from your own self. So what makes you think that you're going to be able to receive that true divine love that you're so yearning for, the perfect relationship, the twin flame relationship? What makes you think that you're going to find it out there if you haven't even been willing to give it to your own self? And so it always starts with the self. And then you become the cause for the effects around you. And if you are then in that vibration of centeredness, groundedness, love for self, what do you think your world is going to become? If you're the cause for the effects all around you, if you are love, then your world will transform into love. If you are centered, then the chaos and the drama around you will start falling away. You are the co-creator. You have the power. Trust it, have faith in it, and stop being so afraid of misusing the power. That's been different lifetimes. You're ready for this. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here on Earth at this time listening to this radio show. So I'm sorry I said a lot more this time than I usually do, but I truly felt guided to share some of the revelations I've been going through in the last 48 hours, because believe me, I've been hit with a lot of stuff too, and I've been sitting there thinking, now what? Now what? Is this going to be the end? Is this going to be the beginning? What am I going to do with this? And the answer was, you don't do anything with it. Bring yourself back into your divine center. You bring yourself back into the light. You bring yourself back into the vibration of love, and you let go of control. Because there's something greater at play here, and we are all a part of it. We have to allow ourselves to be moved and maneuvered into the place that rightfully is our place, to be the divine expression of God, source, creator, all that is. And so, if we have time, we will now do the Diksha that Mark is going to bring through, and Mike is going to play his beautiful opening music. And then afterwards, the Master Saint Germain or any of the Masters or Angels will come through with a message for you. And then at some point, if there's time, usually around 9:15, we are opening up for phone calls. So then you can call in and you can ask Saint Germain, whoever is present at that time who's coming through me, you can ask questions that you might have. And don't feel too concerned. Usually the questions are for everyone. It's really interesting to observe. And yet I ask you to also be respectful and ask the type of question that also others can benefit from, and don't monopolize the phone line. Have one question, and then maybe others want to ask questions too. So with that being said, the double M's, Mike, is it? Well, no, I'm not even going to say it this time. Usually now Mike has to switch around because I'm saying, Mike, do you have anything to add? It's up to you, Mike, otherwise we're going right to the music. I think we're going right to the music there. Okay, so lean back, sit back, enjoy, and just allow yourself to receive the beautiful Diksha and the beautiful healing music. Music is a universal language. Just allow yourself to receive and be open. All right, enjoy. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Archangel Michael, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great change and awakening. And that is truly what you find yourself being in the midst of, change and awakening, transformation. That's why you feel so connected to Saint Germain. That is part of your inner calling, to be here to assist at this time of great change. And the greatest challenge that many of you are facing is a willingness to release without knowing what will come to you in replacement to that, what you are at this moment releasing. It is a great fear. It is a fear of the unknown. And the only way that you can deal with such fear of the unknown is through trust and faith. It is through your spiritual work. It is through your belief system. It is through your worshiping the divine self, the divinity within, the light within. As many of you know, my name means the light of God. So I'm here to remind you not only of the light of God, of source, of creator, of the great spirit of all that is within you, but I'm also here to support you and to strengthen you to maintain that connection to the light, because it is so much needed right now. You've all been trained for this. Some through lifetimes here on Earth, some through lifetimes on other planetary systems, but regardless where it took place, you've all been trained for this. This is not the time anymore to wonder whether you should turn left or turn right. This is not a time anymore whether you might consider turning around and no longer walking the path you're on. Now that you are on the right path right now for this time, rest assured, you did not make a mistake. You did not end up in the wrong direction. You are exactly where you need to be right now. And that is the power of now. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but this present moment. This second, this instant, you are exactly where you need to be. So release all of the worries, all of those thought patterns where you wonder and you go over in your mind whether you should have done something differently, whether you should have released the situation in your life sooner, judging yourself for having waited as long as you might have waited. No. Everything happened to bring you to this point, to be that beacon of love and light that you're meant to be exactly where you are right now. If a situation has not resolved itself yet, it is because there's something still left for you to do. So stop fighting it. Allow yourself to surrender to your divine I Am presence, to your divine light within. And be open and observant and receptive to that what is taking place around you. But the key word is be observant. This is not a time to step into the middle of all the drama, all the controversy that is going on around you. It is a time where you maintain inner strength, inner centeredness, inner balance, and a sense of faith. If you have not learned up until this point that you are part of a greater team that is working with you and through you, then you will face a lot of uncomfortable situations, and you will find yourself in an inner revolution that is going to feel like it's pulling you down. But if you remind yourself that you are truly not alone, that you have a team with you that is working with you and through you at all times, then you will find that you are sailing through the waves of the emotions, through the waves of the turmoil, in a very safe way. Yes, the waves are going to take you up, and then you might go down really deep. But you will stay on the surface. You will not drown. You will not succumb to the intensity of the emotions that are churning within and around you. And emotions are part of what is allowing you a sense of self-exploration. And also it's allowing you to deepen that communication between your body, your soul, and your spiritual self. Because the emotions are an expression of your feelings. And as you allow yourself to simply sit in the emotions and not run away from the emotions, as you allow yourself to go deeper and recognize the core feeling that is underneath those energies that have been set in motion by those feelings, as you allow these feelings to draw you in, then you can recognize that underneath those feelings are simple terms, yes or no, one or zero, light or darkness. And it is for you to make a simple choice. And in the simple choice between the light and the darkness, between love and fear, you will find that it is very easy for you to recognize which path to stay on. Because all of you would not be listening to me speaking to you if you would not have chosen the path of light at this time, going forward. And so when the fear builds up and the anxiety builds up, when you feel you should or must do something, stop. Focus on the light within. Call on me if necessary, as I will be there for you. Call on my divine complement, Lady Faith, and she will strengthen your faith in the light within. And when you call on me, I would simply support you to raise your awareness to the light within so that that, what you might call attachment, that what you might call demonic energy, that what you might call restricting, is simply going to fall away because it cannot hang on to that divine light within you. And so your work, always and foremost, is the work of focusing on the radiance within you. However you choose to do that is certainly up to you. But recognize, just like you are an aspect of the earth, an extension of the earth, and the earth is part of the solar system, and the moon goes around the earth, and the earth goes around the sun, you too have these relationships with that radiant light of the sun that is holding everything in place. And so I invite you as much as you possibly can to connect with that radiant light of the sun, to either do it by closing your eyes and reaching up and outward to touch the radiant sun and bringing those rays down and into you. Or you can do it by simply sitting or gazing into the sun, preferably not directly with your eyes open, but still allow that light, allow the warmth of the sun to infuse you. And for those of you who experience clouds, close your eyes and simply draw on the knowing that above the clouds is the sun, always will be the sun. And so this month in particular, you will find, because it is framed by two full moons, and you're approaching the new moon in a few days, you will find that your greatest challenge is going to be how to maneuver through all those emotions that are coming up, how to stabilize yourself with everything that you're picking up from those around you that are triggering your own past memories, maybe even memories from other lifetimes. How can you find ways to bring yourself back into the present moment, into that place of your true strength? And the only way is through alignment, whether it's through meditation, whether it's through walking meditation, whether it's through playing music, dancing, singing, in whatever form you can align yourself with your soul and your divine I Am presence. And you can allow yourself to feel that nurturing, feel that support from your soul and your divine I Am presence. That will help you maintain this level of stability. It allows you to simply float through the transformation that must take place at this time. It is taking place on a global level, but it is also taking place on a very individual level for you. You've changed. You've changed within. You are a new frequency. You are a new human being. You're an advanced human being, so to speak. And so because you have changed, everything around you must change too. Certain people will simply fall away, will simply no longer be your friends or be in a relationship with you. Other people will suddenly show up. New friendships will be forged. New business relationships will be forged. It is all a continued process of transformation. The key is to not hang on. To not hang on or ask what will happen if an aspect of you is now forcing itself to be released. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask what if. But move into that place of allowance. At this time, for the next 5 months until the end of the year, whatever stone has not been lifted to bring up to the surface what needs to be seen, what needs to be healed, what needs to be transformed, what needs to change, will be looked at. Don't run away from it. A part of you might feel this to be extremely uncomfortable, but that is only the part of you that wants to hang on and wants to control and is afraid to let go. I am with the first ray. The first ray stands for power. it takes a tremendous amount of power to be in this place of feeling the pull of the old, wanting you to pull you with it, and feeling the pull of the new, asking you to be willing to let go, and to maybe even for a moment be in open space where there's no structure, where there's nothing you can hang on to. Just then for you to bring in that which is more in alignment with your heart, with your divine essence, it's who you choose to be deep from within. There's a fire within you. This fire is going to become extremely important in the days ahead. Some call it the fire of the Kundalini energy. Some call it the fire of passion. But what it is the fire that gives you the strength, that gives you also the joy to be who you are, without feeling the need to have to explain yourself or to have to adjust to make someone else feel more comfortable in your light. You simply will allow yourself through this fire energy to be the light. In the past, often you had to compromise. You had to lower your frequency, or you had to protect your light because it brought about a great and harsh and uncomfortable reaction from those around you. But those times are over. Now it is to have the strength and courage to be that light that you are, to be that fire of transformation, to be the divine power in action, that will let nothing in the outer restrict you or limit you from the spiritual path you've chosen. And so I invite you now to raise yourself up. Raise yourself up and out of your body. Follow that first ray energy of surrender into your divine self. Follow the calling of your divine self that is pulling you up. It is pulling you up and into the sun, into the radiant sun. Let yourself be purified by that radiant sun. And allow yourself to be embraced by the solar logos, by Helios, and his divine complement Vesta. Let them purify you. Let them touch your heart frequency to fine-tune you. Let them ignite that fire within you even stronger so it can burn any old residue away from you. Let that fire, fire of the sun, let it consume you. Don't be afraid of losing control. Let it consume you. And as you allow that fire to consume you, feel the magnetic power that keeps everything in place around you where it needs to be. No effort, no struggle. Everything is where it needs to be. Therefore, there is no need for frantic decisions or hasty moves. You can allow yourself truly to just be the radiant sun that you're meant to be. Feel yourself expand out even further. so that you can feel, you see, vast consciousness, that at the center of your consciousness is the sun now. But that as you reach out further and you move into the galactic consciousness of this Milky Way, you can feel and sense that there's a greater sun that overlights the sun of the solar system. And that this greater sun, the sun of this galaxy, at the heart of this galaxy, is in fact embracing the sun of the solar system, is in fact cradling it, protecting it, and holding it within it, like a child in a womb, safe, nurtured, protected. And so, feel that taking place in you, in that consciousness that you represent, now that you've expanded into galactic consciousness. Feel that. And within this galaxy, there are many solar systems, there are many stars and planets, and they all have that love and that protection of the galactic heart that is ensuring that everything is at the right place, at the right time. Nothing is forced. And even if a sun dies, another sun is born. And so there's balance. There's balance within you, there's balance also outside of yourself. So now allow your consciousness to spread out even further beyond this galaxy, incorporating the many galaxies that are within this universe. And again, there's a universal heart of oneness consciousness that is embracing the heart of the galaxy, the heart of our solar system, the sun of our solar system. And so once again, become aware of an even greater and vaster vibration of love that nurtures, that does not judge, but does not punish, but that love. To let that love into every aspect of your consciousness, to every little atom and sub into your subatomic levels of your consciousness. Let it in. Feel and understand the amount of nurturing that you receive on a human level all the way from the universal heart that represents the cosmic Christ in action. And so, it is here that you know that you could merge into the oneness of all that is, that you know that you could expand even further and see multiple universes all protected under one roof, under one heart. But let's stay within our own universe that we're here right now, because it is here within this universe that great change is taking place, starting with the Earth. And allow yourself to feel how that tiny shift on Earth, how it will create a wave of transformation that will affect the solar system, that will affect the galaxy, that it will affect all the galaxies within this universe. So if you ever felt that what you choose at any moment in time does not make a difference, you can rethink that again, because you make a great difference every time you choose love over fear, every time you choose to continue on the path of light, every time you refuse to let fear and doubt be the determining factor of your choices, every time you stay strong in your alignment with your divine I Am presence, you make a difference. You create a wave of transformation. You become the embodiment of the first ray of leadership. Your divine power is what creates a cradle for transformation to take place. For those who are afraid to learn to have trust and faith and love again. So, while you are in this place, being part of the Universal Heart Incorporating All, I ask you now, since we are leading up to the new moon, what choice do you want to make right now based on your passion, based on the fire within, based on the light within, based on seeing that everything is in perfect divine order? What is your most inner passion, your most inner light telling you right now? So the power of feeling, so the power of feelings within your heart, of the heart of the heart. What choice is the only choice you can make right now, at this moment, that will create the cause for great change to take place in your life? What choice? I'll give you a moment to think and feel the choice growing within you. It can be as simple as choosing to be joy in action. It can be as simple as being love in action. But make the choice now and hang on to that choice as a guiding reminder that as you align yourself in the present moment with your divine self, that everything necessary for this choice to manifest itself into reality shall be provided to you. But it is for you to have absolute that vibration of the heart, the universal oneness consciousness that confirms for you that everything, everything is possible. Everything. As an aspect of God, everything is possible for you. So what is that choice? That choice that you are so passionate about that you have not even been willing to admit to yourself because you've always thought that there are too many obstacles, too many problems, too many aspects in your life that are stopping you from moving forward. What is at the depths in you, you are ready to bring into manifestation. You choose to experience. And I want you take that choice out of universal consciousness, out of the universal heart, through the portal of the galactic heart, through the portal, the sun of the solar system, back into your own inner heart. Within your inner heart, as some of you already know, you have a beautiful temple. It's your heart temple. It is your inner sanctuary. Within your inner sanctuary, you have this beautiful altar. Each of you on this altar have a sword of light. It's an acknowledgement of your work with me. You can wield that sword at any time that you feel the need to cut away unwanted influences, to release them so that you can be that free and liberated divine self in action. But also on your altar right now, I want you to envision a scroll. And on the scroll, write down, see yourself writing down your choice. This is not just any scroll. It is a very sacred scroll, and the way you write on it is in form of light letters. There's much more to this, as it will go directly also into your Akashic records. But nothing to be afraid of. You can always choose again. And I want you for the next 21 days to take time to find your way back into your inner sanctuary, to use your sword to clean off any illusions, any unwanted influences, and to then just simply pick up that scroll and to remind yourself of the choice you made, and to choose also to have trust and faith that mountains will be set in motion for this to come about at the appropriate time. It is for you to maintain that trust and faith and to fuel this score with the flame, with the Kundalini fire within you, with the creative forces within you, to let it rise up and into that score to empower it. And now that at the new moon in a couple of days, the new moon, that the influence of the new moon can be felt right now. So now that what you're doing within your inner sanctuary right now will hold tremendous significance in the days to come. Trust and faith. And so make this your sacred place. Make this your holy place of worshiping your choice, your divine choice. And allow yourself to experience the power of choice that brings about transformation. So with that, would like for you to be in this place of your inner sanctuary, to make it your sacred place in your own way. And if you, Mike, can play a 5-minute part, and then afterwards, I'm certainly open to take any callers for those who might have questions. So Mike, please go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. Greetings, Mark. Are there any callers at this time?
Yes, hold on. Will we bring on Julie? Julia?
Julia, yes. Hi.
Greetings, my dear. I am Archangel Michael. It is with great joy that I'm here for you. Do you have any questions?
Thank you very much for taking my question. I do. So I'm listening to the universe, and I'm seeing lots of signs that I need to leave one of my current jobs. And something happened recently, and I'm wondering if it's in my best interest to respond to what happened. My only worry is I don't want to leave with any negativity. I'd rather leave on a positive note. But I know that if I do respond, it's most likely I will be done with that particular position. And I'm also wondering if it's an okay time for me career-wise to do that.
The time is perfect for you to step into a different type of work environment.
Yeah.
This, though, is a very important final test for you, because otherwise you're simply going to repeat similar situations going forward. Of
mm-hmm.
course, it would be so easy for you to point out what would be your right. It would be your right to point out the mistakes that others have made, and that there is a certain level of responsibility to for those who make these type of choices. And so a part of you, since you very much work with my energy, with that first ray of power, mm-hmm. you want to make people aware, you want to make people responsible. But I invite you to look deeper, because as you look deeper into their hearts, you can see that everything that they've done that has included you and that has hurt you really had very little to do with you, but everything to do with their own insecurities, with their own fears, with their own inabilities to love.
Yeah.
And so for you, you are now learning a lesson of true power, the power to stay in a place of love and peace, and yet continue to walk on your path that you need to be on is the key for you. It does not mean that you're weak if you maintain a place of peace. It simply means that you're not choosing to participate in their vibrational frequency. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
It does. And you know, when you said hurt, that's really how I feel. I feel like it's family to me, and I would never treat anyone that way. So I'm hurt, and I want to let them know what their actions have done. Yet it's not the energy that I want to put out. I would rather come from a place of peace, and yeah, that feels much better.
And if you allow yourself in this situation, again, as I said before, I understand that you feel hurt. That is something you need to also look at as to why they were able to inflict that feeling in you. It
yeah.
is truly based on your past. And it's time for you to let go of that wounding. And know that you are worthy of a certain level of love and respect
mm-hmm.
and understanding. So what they are reflecting back to you is still a part of you, still believes that you are not worthy.
Mm.
Or even one step further, a part of you has been hanging on to an old wound. Not fully
mm-hmm.
forgiven the wound that has been inflicted on you at that time, and therefore it can rip open again and hurt you again and again with different players, yes, but it still is the same wound. So it is for you now. You have an opportunity to say that you've experienced this long enough that you no longer need to experience this type of pain, that you love yourself enough that you can release this pain and that you can raise above that and have new experiences in your life. And with these new experiences will also come a new work environment. And again, mm-hmm. be reminded that they had no idea the extent of how they hurt you. They had no idea, because it was not about you. It is about their inability to face their own fears and darkness that they projected out onto you.
Yeah.
So this is a powerful opportunity of healing for you. You're not a victim here. You're not a victim. This is a pivotal moment for you where if you approach it right, you can lift yourself out of these type of situations and liberate yourself and invite a whole new form of life experiences to you through this. So do not run away from the depths of what is being brought up to you right now. I will help you and support you. I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge that this is an opportunity of great healing.
Okay. And I am worthy. And that's. Wow.
Yes, you are. You're a beautiful, beautiful being of love and light. And yes, you dance among the universe. Yes. But remember also that you came to Earth, and I'm having this message to all of you who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
All of you are worthy of love. And you came here to Earth not because you have to go through the ascension process. That is not why you're here. You're here because you are treading a path so others can follow it into the vibration of love and light too. So you're here. You've descended into a darkness, not because you did something wrong, not because there's a lot of karma that you need to lift on your own, of your own self. It is because you've taken on a certain level of darkness to transform and transmute it into love and light to assist humanity as a whole.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
You see healing?
I'm sorry?
That was a great call. Thank you, Julia. That's it for this evening. Thank you, Saint Germain. It's always great working with you.
It is Archangel Michael, but thank you.
No, sorry.
Thank you.
I work with you also, so that works great.
Yes, I do. I do work with you. Blessings to you, my friend. It has been a pleasure. Thank you, Mike, for your beautiful channel music, as always. I am Archangel Micah, and it is so. Amen.
great music, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, Brigida.
Well, thank you, everybody, for this great Holy Trinity that we can create together. And thank you, everyone who's been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show. Hope to have you again in a month from now. And enjoy the upcoming new moon and the blue moon we're having this month on July 31st. So there's a lot happening this month. So it's my joy to be there with you. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Good night, everybody.
Good night.